of the court. The law awards and the law punishes. Presenting True Life Jury Trials. Stories in fictionized form typical of the unfolding human dramas of the courts. Tonight, the clue of the silver locket. This is a moment I hate. Standing in a courtroom waiting to tell the story that'll send a person to their death. This is when I hate being a member of the homicide squad. Why don't I give it up? Maybe it's because I hate murderers more. It's a dirty business, the business of murder. And the killing of Laura London was particularly dirty. When I saw her, she was lying on the floor of her apartment. She was dead. Very dead. She'd been stabbed with a dagger from her own writing desk. I looked at her tumbled blonde hair spread across the carpet and wondered what would happen before the person who'd committed this crime was finally caught. I wondered, would it be difficult or easy? I studied the cigarette lighter I held in my hand. A lighter marked PH. Left behind by who? A visitor? The murderer? I figured that somewhere in this town, someone was going to do a lot of worrying over that lighter when they realized it had disappeared.
Mary! Where the devil is my cigarette lighter?
Oh, really, Philip, I don't know. You're always losing things.
But, honey, don't you remember? I lent it to you.
And I returned it.
No, you didn't. I'm sure you didn't.
Well, I haven't got it.
I'd hate to lose it. It's the one Frank gave me.
Well, Frank being your oldest friend, there won't be any need to explain just how you are at losing things.
Sure you didn't take it to Murray's last night? And that reminds me, you were darn late getting in. I expected you to be home when I arrived.
Well, I... we got to talking. Murray has some new curtains and... Well, you know how it is.
You got so interested in the curtains, you forgot the lighter?
Oh, darn, your cigarette lighter. You look in the office, you'll find it. Now, you better hurry or you'll be late.
Yeah, I guess so. Mrs. Hudson, have I told you that it's very nice to have you home again after your vacation?
Mr. Hudson, have I told you it's just heaven to be home again? But, darling, I wish you didn't have to work nights so often. I hardly get to see you.
Then hang on to your hat, Angel. To me... No more night work. From now on, you and I are going to spend lots of time together. And just to show you, tomorrow night we'll take in dinner and do a show.
Oh, swell. Just for that, I'll ring Moira right away and see maybe if I did leave that lighter there last night.
Don't worry, it'll turn up someplace.
Philip was right. It did turn up someplace, but not where he expected. I took it with me when I went to see the Hudsons. It hadn't been hard locating its owner. The story was a pretty obvious one. Sick wife takes long sea trip, leaving lonely husband with lovely blonde. I showed Philip Hudson the cigarette lighter. He didn't deny it was his, but he did ask one thing.
I'll tell you everything I know, Inspector, but I'd like to see you alone.
Perhaps Mrs. Hudson would wait in another room.
I'd rather be here. No, Philip, don't look like that. You see, dear, I know all about you and Laura London. Let me stay.
It's okay with me.
Well, I suppose it's all got to come out now that... Now that she's dead. But, Mary, please believe me, I...
Tell the inspector what he wants to know, Philip. We'll thresh this together later.
Okay, honey, if that's the way you want it. Well, Inspector, I guess you know something about my friendship with Laura London, so I won't stall. It started after Mary went away. And when she came back... Well, it's hard to cut loose from a girl like Laura. Last night, I went to see her.
After all, Philip, I do expect some attention.
I'm sorry, Laura.
I've hardly seen anything of you lately, and it's only 10 o'clock, and you say you've got to go.
Laura, I... You know, I've been pretty tied up lately.
Well?
Well, I'm afraid the way things are, I'm going to be even more busy.
I see.
I don't mean I won't be able to see you at all. We can meet for lunch.
Oh, and... don't worry, Philip, I get it. This is the brush off.
No, Laura, only...
Is it your wife?
Well, yes, it is.
But she came back some time ago. Why did you wait so long?
I thought I could continue.
But your conscience began to worry you. Well, I suppose that's how it's got to be.
Laura, you always said you realized it couldn't last.
I guess a woman just hopes, especially when she's in love.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Just let's call it a day.
Laura, the locket. Could I have it back?
My locket? Oh, no, Philip, I like it. I want it.
But the photograph and inscription inside, I...
You'd feel happier if they didn't exist. Well, don't worry, my sweet. No one has ever seen inside the locket. No one ever will. Although there's someone who'd very much like to.
The jealous boyfriend, huh? Who is he?
Mind your own business.
All right, all right. But, the locket. Please, Laura.
No, Philip, I won't part with it. I'm very attached to this locket. I wear it a lot.
So I've noticed.
And I'll go on wearing it. And I'll keep the picture inside.
It would be most inconvenient
if anyone saw it. No one shall.
Laura, please. I wish you'd return it.
No, it's mine and I intend to keep it. No one is going to get this locket away from me.
Then I suppose there's nothing more to be said.
Nothing.
Maybe I'll see you sometime.
Maybe.
Well... Thanks for everything. Goodbye, Laura. And then I left.
What time?
Oh, shortly after 10.
Time of death estimated between 10:30 and 1 o'clock. Could have been a bit earlier.
What are you suggesting, Inspector?
I'm thinking that Laura London didn't seem the type to be brushed off so easily.
You mean you think that I killed her?
Well, she might have threatened to tell your wife, and you might have...
No, Inspector, it wasn't like that at all. I tell you, there was no quarrel between Laura and I.
Maybe not. I think you'd better come down to the station with me.
You're not going to arrest him, are you?
Depends on how he answers our questions.
Now, don't worry, darling, it'll be all right. You ring Frank. Ask him to come to the station, will you? I suppose that's all right, Inspector. Frank Moore is my lawyer.
That's okay. Get him along. I have a feeling you're going to need him. Well, if you're ready.
You're making a mistake, Inspector.
What do you mean, Mrs. Hudson?
Philip didn't murder that woman.
You'll be given every opportunity to prove it.
Mary, darling, you get some rest. I'll be back very soon. You'll see.
But you're not leaving here. You don't have to.
Look, it's just to answer some questions. I'll clear everything up.
I can clear everything up right now.
What are you trying to say, Mrs. Hudson?
This Laura London was alive at 11:30 last night.
Mary?
How do you know?
I saw her. I spoke to her.
But I didn't know you knew her. You'd never seen her.
How did you come to see her last night?
I had just arrived home. As I came in, the telephone was ringing. Hello?
Is that Mrs. Hudson?
Yes.
My name is Laura London. I must see you urgently. Can you come round to 202 Swansea Court right away?
Who are you? What do you want?
I'd hurry if I were you, Mrs. Hudson. This concerns your husband.
Philip? Oh, what's wrong? Is he hurt? Is he... Hello? Hello? She had hung up. I was afraid something had happened to Philip. I rushed out, caught a taxi, and went around to her apartment.
So that's why she took it so calmly. She must have rung almost as soon as I left.
Go on, Mrs. Hudson. What happened when you got there?
She started to tell me. Well, she told me all about her and Philip. She said, Philip and I love each other. We've been in love for months. Is that why you sent for me at this hour of the night? To tell me that? I thought it was time you were told. All these nights when you thought he was working... He's been seeing me. So now you know. Yes. Now I know. And what do you expect me to do about it?
You left him once.
I had to. I'd been very ill. I had to take a long holiday.
Leave him again. But this time, don't come back.
Miss London, did you see Philip tonight?
See Philip? Why, yes, I did.
Am I right in supposing he broke off your friendship?
What if he did? It's only because of you.
Then surely you wouldn't want him back under such circumstances.
He's giving me up, but not because he wants to. You're holding him, Mrs. Hudson, only through a misplaced sense of loyalty he has for you.
I don't believe that. Philip's a free agent. I don't hold anything over him.
Oh, yes, you do. That's the trouble with a woman like you. So far as you're concerned, the whole world consists of a kitchen with chintz curtains and nice chats by the fireside. You're just stifling any ambition in Philip with that sort of existence.
Philip was always very contented with the life we led. Frankly, I don't blame him being attracted by you. But I'm back. And so far as he's concerned, it's over. And you'd be wise to accept that fact.
You're very subtle, aren't you, Mrs. Hudson? The understanding little wife who forgives her husband all.
I don't look at it like that. You were something new to Philip. Something exciting and glamorous. But fundamentally, my husband is rather inclined to the kitchen with chintz curtains and quiet fireside chats. And believe me, he's not quite so corny as you make it sound. I advise you to try it sometime with a man of your own. Frankly, I see no reason to continue this discussion. So if you don't mind, I'll go now.
You think you'll get him back, but you won't. I know what will happen when you tell him you've found out.
Don't worry, Miss London. I'm not playing into your hands. I'm saying nothing at the moment. I feel sure that Philip will tell me all about it in his own good time. Now, good night. I left them. That was about 11:30 or a little later.
Mary, I was going to tell you. I'm so sorry about it.
It's all over now, Philip. Maybe it was just as well I did see her.
You left about 11:30, you say.
I can vouch for that, Inspector. It was almost 12 when Mary got in, and it's just about 15 minutes from Laura's to here.
So you see, Philip couldn't have killed her. She was alive after he was home and in bed.
No, it seems he couldn't.
Then there's no necessity to take him away.
No. But I'm afraid...
What is it?
I'm afraid, Mrs. Hudson, you'll have to come with me. Your story proves that your husband couldn't have done this thing. But you could.
We will continue the clue of the silver locket in just a moment. But first, your announcer. And now we continue. The clue of the silver locket.
Mary Hudson was arrested for the murder of Laura London. Seems like in her anxiety to save her husband, she hadn't thought of herself. We checked her story. The taxi driver and the night porter had both seen her. She had visited Laura's apartment at the time she said. The murder could have been committed by a woman, although Mrs. Hudson didn't look the type who'd lose a temper to that extent. The Laura London killing hadn't been pretty. Well, I've been in this game long enough to know that you just can't tell. It was a while before the locket was mentioned. It seems that Philip Hudson spoke about it first to Frank Moore.
It's that locket, Frank.
Locket? What about the locket?
It's missing.
What do you mean?
I gave Laura a locket. A silver one. You know those big old-fashioned things you put photographs in?
Funny present to give a girl these days.
Well, she liked it. She was wearing it when I left her. And Mary says she still had it on when she saw her. Well, but from what I can gather, she didn't have it on when she was found.
Well, she'd probably taken it off and put it away somewhere.
I don't know. I've got a feeling that somehow that locket is tied up with the murder.
You think she was killed for the locket?
Maybe.
That's ridiculous. Nothing else was touched, and she had a considerable amount of jewelry.
I know, I know. But I've been thinking...
Look, if you can think of anything that'll help me to get Mary out of this mess, for heaven's sake, tell me.
And Laura was very secretive. She never told me much about herself, but... one thing I do know... there was another man.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
He was very attractive.
Yeah, but this one was crazy about her. She used to laugh about him.
Laugh?
She said he was very interested in the locket. I gather she wanted to keep it just so she could make the poor devil miserable. Apparently, he was very jealous.
I see.
But do you? Don't you realize that he might have murdered her? Killed her and taken the locket?
Have you any idea who he was, his name or his business?
None at all.
Or what he looked like?
No.
Well, I don't see how it can help. It's all only surmise anyway. You better forget about it.
And your lawyer told you to forget it?
But, Inspector, I can't. Mary and I are both sure she was wearing it. Yet when you searched the apartment, you couldn't find it.
That's so. We haven't found it.
Well, doesn't that prove that someone else was in the apartment? Someone who came in after Mary left?
Actually, it proves nothing. If your stories are true, and it's my business to doubt all stories, it certainly does seem that some third person may have been there. On the other hand,
yes?
Your wife might have taken it. You see, Mr. Hudson, she might have been trying to protect you.
But she didn't know it had my photograph in it. No one knew. And Mary didn't kill Laura. I know she didn't. No, Inspector, I'm going to find that locket. If it's the last thing I do. Mary, darling, how are you?
I'm all right, Philip. Really, I am. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Mary. I've come to go over the details of your defense.
Oh, Frank, must we? We've been over and over it all so often.
Mary, don't you see? The more times you go over it, the more likely you are to think of some little thing which might help.
Your trial comes up day after tomorrow. I must go through your statement with you.
I suppose you must. All right, then.
Darling, the locket. You're sure Laura was wearing it?
Quite sure.
Look, Phil, I thought we decided to forget
it. I'm not going to forget it. I'm convinced that someone has it. And that someone is the murderer. I told the inspector.
You what? You spoke to the inspector about it?
Yeah, why not?
You fool. You're only making things worse for Mary.
I don't agree. I must say, Frank,
if the contents of that locket are made known, it'll be more evidence against Mary. Not only the photograph, but the inscription on the back.
Inscription? What inscription?
How do you know about the photograph and what's written on the back of it?
Why, you told me.
Did I?
Of course you did. How else could I know?
You're quite sure of what you're saying, Mr. Hudson?
Quite sure. Neither my wife nor I have ever mentioned the photograph or the inscription to him.
You're suggesting that he has the locket?
I know he has it. He was the jealous boyfriend. I know that Frank Moore murdered Laura London.
But there's no evidence. Nothing that points to him at all.
He could have got into the apartments through the back way, or while the porter was having supper. Inspector, you must do something now at once, before the trial starts.
Wait a minute. We can't do anything with suppositions. Now, get a couple of men and put them on the job. Maybe we can unearth something. But we could find nothing. Nothing that implicated Frank Moore. True, it was possible for him to have sneaked out from his own apartment, got into the London apartment, committed the murder, and got away. But there was no evidence. Mary Hudson came up for trial, and things certainly looked black for her. There were people who said her lawyers weren't trying. But anyway, the case against her was too strong. When the jury retired for the night, we all knew what the verdict would be. It was obvious.
Guilty. That's what they're saying. And she's innocent, innocent, innocent.
Now, Mr. Hudson, pull yourself together.
They can't send her to the chair. Inspector, you've got to do something.
I've done everything I can, but I can't get any evidence.
I haven't questioned Moore. I don't want him to know I suspect him. But if he says he was home in bed, then there's no way to disprove it.
I'm going to see him. I'll force the truth out of him.
A confession by force? No, it wouldn't hold water.
But there must be some way.
Mr. Hudson, I'm as anxious as you are to see justice done. That's my job. Maybe there is something we can do.
Anything. Anything you say. I'll do it if it'll help.
Good. I suggest you go and see Moore right away.
ought to be home in bed, Phil. You look as though you could do with a good sleep.
Sleep? I feel as though I'll never sleep again. I keep seeing Mary as she used to be. And as she looked today in court.
I'm sorry, old man. I did what I could, but the evidence...
I know I'm behaving badly. Maybe if you could fix me a drink, huh?
Sure. I just pop out in the kitchen. You like a strong one?
Very strong. Is this on the radio?
Yeah.
Nice model.
What did you say?
I said it's a nice model.
I can't hear you with the radio going.
Sorry. Just a moment, I'll switch it out.
Well, that's better now. What were you saying?
The radio. It has a nice tone.
Oh, yeah. Not bad. Here.
Thanks. Well, here's luck. I've been thinking, Frank. You and I and Mary, we've always been pretty close. When this is over, it'll just be you and I. Mary always liked you. Always said she'd trust you more than anyone she knew.
That's good to hear.
You know, I used to think you were a bit keen on Mary when we were all young, Dean.
I always admired her. Maybe I was a little in love with her.
I don't blame you. Remember the time you were ill and she nursed you? Wouldn't hear of you going to a hospital. Sat with you night after night.
Listen, Phil, perhaps it'd be better if we spoke of something else.
No, I've got to talk. And you're the only one I can talk to. Afterwards, when this is over, we'll go up to the cabin, just the two of us. We'll go up there and we'll talk about Mary. We'll stick together, you and I.
No, I'll be pretty busy for a while. A lot of work is
coming. Forget the work. You've always been my friend. You and Mary. No, with Mary gone.
Oh, stop talking about her as though she were dead.
She's as good as dead, Frank. They're certain to send her to the chair. And she was always so good. So kind to both of us.
We'll appeal. Perhaps things aren't so bad.
There'll be no appeal. We've done all we can. Soon, all we'll have left are our memories. She'll be gone.
Oh, stop talking like that.
She shouldn't die, should she, Frank? She always trusted you. I would trust him with my life, that's what she said. And she has, hasn't she? Trusted you with her life. Think of her, Frank. Think how she looked that night years ago when we took her to her first ball. She was wearing...
Shut up, I tell you!
When you see her tomorrow in court, remember all her kindnesses. All her little acts of generosity. It's not right that she should die, is it? Someone else should be in her place, shouldn't he?
Answer me, damn you, answer me.
Yes, someone else should be in a place. You.
Me?
I didn't mean it to be Mary. I meant it to be you.
So you admit it at last. You admit killing Laura.
Of course I killed her. She deserved it, always taunting me, waving the damn locket under my nose until I almost went crazy. I murdered her to find out whose picture it was. I knew the other man had seen her that night. I thought he'd get the blame. I didn't know about Mary. I thought they'd blame you.
You wanted to put me in the chair?
I wanted to put the man who took Laura from me in the chair. I wanted it more than ever when I knew it was you. Oh, I've hated you all this time. First you took Mary from me. Then Laura. But I'll get even with you yet.
It's Mary who'll suffer most.
Oh, no, it'll be you. Because you're going to confess. Tomorrow, before the court resumes, you'll confess. You won't let Mary suffer, and you haven't got anything on me.
Swine up.
You'll do nothing. I covered my tracks too well. No, this is the one time when I win.
What did you do with the locket?
I've got it. Safely hidden. Would you like me to hand it over to the police? Say it was found in your room? Or would you like someone to tip the police off very quietly? No, I think perhaps the confession would be best.
Yes. Confessions always are best, aren't they? There's no denying them. Inspector, you better come out now.
Vince! What are you doing here?
Putting down as nice a little confession as I've heard in a long time.
You...
That's enough. I've got a gun here. You better go quietly.
How did you get in?
I let him in when I turned the radio up. While you were in the kitchen. It was all the inspector's idea. He thought you might crack up. So you see, Frank, this is one time when you don't win.
You can see now why I said this London case was particularly nasty.
They've just pronounced sentence of death on Frank Moore. As I look across the court here and see Mary Hudson sitting with her husband, think of what she's been through, how close she came to taking the blame for another man's crime. Well, somehow I don't hate my job so much.
In a moment, I'll return with further news of these real-life dramas of the courts. But first, your announcer.
The court is adjourned.
The judge departs. The jury is discharged. The judgment has been given. Another human story is over until the law of the land is challenged again. And we are privileged to hear once more at this time, Dramas of the Courts. This feature is a Grace Gibson radio production produced by Reg Johnston.